So I was going down a YouTube rabbit hole the other day looking for safe places to swim in the Northern Territory.
Nope.
And YouTube recommended this video from Super Holly English Channel, Do You Pronounce These Brands Wrong? And I discovered a bunch of Italian brands that Italians say wrong. So let's check it out.
My name is Luca Lamparello, and my channel is pretty easy, lucalamparello.com. And I also have a YouTube channel which goes by the name of Luca Lamparello. A lot of fantasy there.
And although you speak many, many languages, what is your first language?
Luca Lamparioli, for you guys who don't know, is an incredible polyglot on YouTube, so you can go and check him out. Obviously, his channel is right there. I definitely recommend it if you're learning languages.
Italian. I'm Italian.
My name is Maha, and I have a YouTube channel called Learn Arabic with Maha, where I teach the language, the culture, and I do some recipes also.
Recipes?
Awesome. Of course. Wow. Yeah.
And are you going to help us with Italian brands as well?
Yeah, because I live in Italy and I've been speaking Italian for the past 15 years.
Okay, no, I don't.
Oh, man, this is an easy one. Gucci.
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 No, it's Gucci. Gucci.
Oh, I can say that. Gucci. I think I would have gotten that right. Okay, perfect. What about the second one?
Love how it looks like it's spelled Gookie. Gookie. And this one's an easy one. Maserati. A Maserati. My mate's got a Maserati.
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 No, it's Maserati, mate. Maserati.
Maserati. No, is my T?
Maserati. Maserati.
Maserati. Ooh, okay. This one's a good one. Ducati or Ducati.
Ducati.
I agree.
Ducati. No, it's Ducati. Ducati.
Ferrari.
Ferrari. No, this one's Ferrari, mate. Ferrari. Ferrari. I've never owned a Ferrari.
Ferrari.
Ferrari. Very good.
I just love the way it's like da 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 da.
Ooh, shots fired.
Nutella.
Nutella.
What? This is Italian? I totally thought this was Australian. Nutella. Nutella.
Wait, do all words have like a stressed second to last syllable?
No.
Second to last? Second last. Ooh, Versace. Versace.
Versace.
Versace.
It is funny with Italian that it always seems to go down. Versace. Whereas with English, it's just Versace. I guess we do go down a little bit, but it's not as dramatic. Versace. Versace.
Versace.
Versace.
Oh, Versace Maserati.
Oh, Prada. Prada, mate. Prada.
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 What would you say?
Prada.
Prada.
In Spanish, we would say...
Where are the Italians now, that one? They sound just like us.
Prada.
Prada.
It doesn't have as much attitude, like Prada.
Prada.
Ah, Dolce and Gabbana. And you know what? I thought this was Cabana for a long time. I don't know why, but yeah. Dolce or Dolce and Gabbana.
Dolce Gabbana.
Dolce Gabbana.
What about the and?
It's so funny. She said and, but it sounded like she was saying end. What about the and?
What about the and?
Gabbana.
Dolce e
Gabbana.
Dolce e Gabbana.
Nah, it's Dolce and Gabbana.
I don't know. Dolce Gabbana.
Dolce Gabbana.
Emerge. Dolce Gabbana.
Dolce Gabbana.
Dolce Gabbana. Excellent.
Oh, I'm feeling the flavor.
Oof. Pirelli. Pirelli.
First. Well,
Pirelli.
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 I love it.
Oh, man. These are everywhere. You'll get these in Woolies. Ferrero Rocher or Ferrero Rocher. In fact, I think we'd say Ferrero Rocher. I don't know why it's Shay at the end, but Ferrero Rocher.
Ferrero.
Ferrero
Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher. Ferrero Rocher.
Cuando le quieras regalar un chocolate a tu novia, elige Ferrero Rocher. There are so many popular Italian brands. All right, let's go quickly through these ones.
Valentino. Valentino.
Valentino.
Valentino.
They got that one right.
Easy. Fendi.
Fendi.
Fendi. Fendi.
Bulgari.
Bulgari.
Ooh, I think this would be Bulgari. Bulgari.
Oh, we call it Bulgari. So bad.
Americans say it as well. Bulgari.
Bulgari. So there's one that doesn't have a second to last stress syllable.
Yeah.
Because it's Bulgari.
Bulgari.
Jesus. Okay. Salvatore Ferragamo. I don't even know this brand. Salvatore. Probably Salvatore Ferragamo. I can't even do it. Ferragamo. Salvatore Ferragamo.
Salvatore Ferragamo.
Oh. There you go. Salvatore Ferragamo.
Salvatore Ferragamo.
Oh, so you can say Salvatore Ferragamo or Salvatore Ferragamo.
Exactly.
That's beautiful. I just dropped my phone over that.
Barilla. Don't know this one. Barilla.
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 Barilla pasta.
Barilla. Oh, it's the pasta brand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Barilla. Barilla.
Barilla. Okay, la pasta Barilla.
La pasta Barilla.
Oh, I'm having so much.
It's so funny when you hear Westerners try and do an Italian accent because it sounds like they're being patronizing and nasty when they're doing this, like, you know, pasta Barilla. It sounds almost like they're teasing them. I don't know why that is. That just tends to be something that if someone's putting on an Italian accent and they're not Italian, it's a bit of a stereotype.
Fun with this. Can we go to Italy soon? All right.
Ah, Peroni. Peroni. So good to do that schwa at the start. Peroni. And this is a beer. Peroni. You'll see this all over Lygon Street if you go to any of the Italian restaurants. Peroni.
Peroni.
Oh.
Voglio una Peroni.
Okay, that one's not hard. Peroni.
And then you have to say, voglio una Peroni.
What is that?
Voglio, quiero, una Peroni. Voglio una Peroni.
Voglio una Peroni.
Voglio una Peroni.
Bravo, bravissimo.
Oh, bravissimo.
Bravo, bravissimo.
Bravissimo.
Bellissimo. I don't even know how to pronounce this. I think I would say Moschino or Moschino. 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 I'm sure I've nailed that.
Moschino.
Moschino.
Oh, Moschino.
Moschino.
Moschino. Moschino.
Y lo dije bien! Woo! Grandissimo!
Ooh, Bottega and Veneta. Bottega and Veneta.
Bottega Veneta.
Oh, Bottega Veneta. I'd say Bottega Veneta. I'm probably absolutely butchering that as well.
What?
Bottega Veneta.
Bottega Veneta.
My God, it's so interesting too. So Super Holly here speaks both Spanish and English. I think she's actually of Mexican heritage. And so she speaks both as effectively her L1, right? Her first language. It's so funny for me as a foreigner how much more I find her attractive as a Spanish speaker when she's speaking Spanish than when she's speaking English. It's so funny how the language and the accent and the pronunciation completely changes that sort of attractiveness that you have towards someone. So yeah, it's so it's so funny when that happens.
Bottega Veneta. Sounds great.
Sounds terrible. Bottega Veneta.
Bottega Veneta.
Bottega Veneta.
Wow.
Bottega Veneta.
No voy a intentarlo.
Oh man, this is easy. Jacuzzi. Jacuzzi. Another schwa at the start. Jacuzzi.
No puede ser que esta marca es italiana.
Es posible, es posible, es posible. Jacuzzi. Jacuzzi o jacuzzi?
Jacuzzi. Nah, jacuzzi, mate. Jacuzzi.
We say jacuzzi, but...
In Livorno. We say jacuzzi. I don't know.
Los diferentes dialectos.
Jacuzzi. I think you can say both. Jacuzzi or jacuzzi.
Bueno, amigos, muchas, muchas gracias.
So that's it, guys. Obviously, this was a bit tongue-in-cheek. It's really interesting to see how Italians actually pronounce these brands. Go and check out Super Holly's English channel as well as these two. If you want to see more Australian English, check this out. See ya.